Vrigu. Aham.
Aham.
Jasni.
Jasni.
Iram.
Iram.
Među vibracijama.
Među vibracijama.
Asmi.
Asmi.
Jasam.
Jasam.
Ekam.
Ekam.
Aksharam.
Aksharam.
Pranava.
Pranava.
Yagyanam.
Yagyanam.
Žrtvovanjem. Japayagaha.
Japayagaha.
Mantranje.
Mantranje.
Asmi.
Asmi.
Jasam.
Jasam.
Stavaranam.
Stavaranam.
Među nepokretnim stvarima.
Među nepokretnim stvarima.
Himalaja.
Himalaja.
Planine Himalaji.
Himalaja.
Prelučio pravda. Među velikim mudracima sam brigu. Među vibracijama transcendentalni om. Među žrtvovanjima mantranje svetih imena. Čapa. A među nepokretnim stvarima Himalaji. Smisao. Brahma, prvo živo stvorenje u univerzumu, stvorio je nekoliko sinova radi stvaranja različitih vrsta života. Među tim sinovima, Brigu je najmoćniji mudrac. Među svim transcendentalnim vibracijama, Om ili Omkara, predstavlja Krišnu.
You're very fast. Please, a little slower because it's evening.
Među svim žrtvovanjima, mantranje Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
je najčistija reprezentacija Krišne. Ponekad se preporučuju žrtvovanja u kojima se žrtvuju životinje, ali u žrtvovanju Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, nema ni govora o nasilju. Ono je najjednostavnije i najčistije. Sve što je uzvišeno u svijetu predstavlja Krišnu. Zato Himalaji, najviše planine na svijetu, također predstavljaju Krišnu. U prethodnom stihu je spomenuta planina Meru, ali Meru se ponekad pokreće, dok se Himalaji nikada ne pokreću. Tako su Himalaji veći od planine Meru.
Mahashinam Vriguraham Giram Asmyekam Aksharam Yakyaram Japo Yakyosmi Stavaranam Himalaya. Of the great sages, I'm Brigu, of vibrations, I'm the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I'm the chanting of the holy names, and of immovable things, I'm the Himalayas.
Među velikim mudracima sam Brigu, među vibracijama transcendentalni Om, među žrtvovanjima mantranje svetih imena, Japa, a među nepokretnim stvarima Himalaj.
Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Viranta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskachari Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this tense chapter, Krishna explains to us how he can be perceived in the material world.
U ovom desetom pevanju, desetom pogledu Bhagavad Gita, Krishna objašnjava stvari kako se on može opaziti u materijalnom svijetu.
He says that amongst certain great sages, he is the first born of Lord, first born son of Lord Brahma, Brigu Muni.
On kaže da je od svih velikih mudraca on prvorođeni sin Brahme, Brigu Muni.
He says of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om.
On također kaže od vibracija sam transcendentalni Om.
Sometimes in when I'm giving workshops on mantra meditation, I ask all those who come to chant with us the mantra Om, and immediately people actually feel the presence of a deep of a God.
Ponekada kada mantram zajedno sa ljudima, onda ih oni na tem da kažu om, i onda oni osjećaju stvari prisustvo Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Yes. You actually chanted like this. A represents Krishna, U Radharani, and M the living entities.
U stvari om mantra izgovara Aum, A predstavlja Krishnu, U predstavlja Radharani, a M predstavlja stvari živa bića.
And anyone who does this can make a spiritual experience.
I svako ko to učini, on može iskusiti jedno duhovno jedno iskustvo.
Actually, because today is Ekadasi, a very spiritual day, I think we should all try it together, make an experiment together.
Pošto danas Ekadasi, onda bi bilo lepo da napravimo jedan eksperiment svi zajedno.
The R is not to do with Om. You should Om. This is the thing. So let us chant.
Om.
It has to be really again. You chant too much Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And therefore you feel nervous to chant another mantra. That is all right.
Well, okay.
Because in the Krishna's name, the transcendental Om is included.
Zato što se u Krishna imenu stvari sadrži transcendentalni Om.
But you know, when you do it with people, you really have to do it long. Like this, then everyone feels some peace in mind.
Ali kada to radite sa ljudima, tu mantru, onda u stvari morate tako izvesti to da vam bude miran um.
Then Krishna says, of all sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, japa.
Zatim Krishna kaže da sam od svih žrtvovanja mantranje u stvari svetog imena, japa.
The purpose of a yagya is to make Krishna visible.
Cilj svake yagye u stvari učiniti Krishnu vidljivim.
We hear of yagyas which were performed at the time of Maharaj Prito, where the Supreme Lord actually appeared being carried by his carrier Garuda.
Čuli smo o žrtvovanju Maharaja Pritva kada se u stvari sam Vishnu pojavljuje na svom nosiocu Garudi.
After a sacrifice, something would happen. In other words, Krishna would appear.
Drugim rečima, nakon žrtvovanja nešto se desi, odnosno Krishna se pojavi.
This is also what comes, takes place when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Krishna, in the form of sound vibration, appears.
To se isto dešava kada mantrate Maha Mantru. Krishna se, kada mantrate Hare Krishna Maha Mantru, onda se Krishna u stvari pojavi u obliku svog imena.
A little, I think, now 10 years ago, Professor Stahl, who had an exchange of letters with Srila Prabhupada, performed one particular Vedic yagya, rain yagya.
Profesor Stahl još po imenu Stahl još pre 10 godina se dopisivao sa Srila Prabhupadom i on je u stvari vršio takozvanu jagiju za kišu, žrtva.
It was a six month long yagya.
To je stvari bila šestomesečna jagija.
Performed in a desert where since 10 years no rain came.
I ona je vršena u stvari u pustinji gde 10 godina nije pala ni kap kiše.
And at the end of the 6 months, two huge birds, like they cannot be found in your biological lexica, appeared circling that yakya fire.
I nakon, u stvari, zadnjeg dana tog jage, velike, dve velike ptice koje možete naći u biološkim leksikonima su se pojavile i počele...
Kakve ne mogu?
Kakve ne mogu da se nađu, u stvari, u leksikonima su se pojavile i počele da kruže, u stvari, oko tog mesa.
And then with the last huti, the puna huti it's called in technical terms, when the flames of the yakya jumped into on the roof of the yakya stall and burned it, a rain cloud appeared from nowhere and began pouring down its water onto the desert.
I stvari, za vreme žrtvanja, veliki planinovi su izlazili iz vatre i onda nijedkuda su u stvari pojavili oblaci iz kojih je padala kiša u stvari.
Yes. This convinced Professor Stahl of the objective value of yagya.
I to je stvari uverilo tog profesora Stahla u realnost jage, da je jage stvarno.
Krishna in a similar way will appear as a result of performing the nam yagya, the chanting of his holy names.
Isto tako Krishna se pojavljuje kao rezultat nama yagya ili pevanja svetih imena.
I think a couple of days ago we discussed that in this age of Kali, Krishna in the form of his holy name is a most merciful incarnation.
Mislim da smo pre nekoliko dana pričali da je u stvari Krishna u svojoj inkarnaciji svetog imena
most merciful.
Najmilostivije u stvari inkarnacije.
Yeah. The other incarnations of the Lord appear according to a time schedule.
Ostale inkarnacije Krishna se u stvari pojavljuju prema određenom vremenskom rasporedu.
Which is set.
Koji je u stvari određen. Koji je
However, Krishna is willing to appear whenever his devotee chants his holy name.
Međutim, Krishna se uvijek pojavljuje kada njegove čiste bhakte pevaju sveto ime.
He just comes.
On samo jednostavno se pojavi.
In other words, he makes himself dependent on his devotee.
Drugim rečima, on u stvari postaje zavisan od svog bhakta.
The whole world is dependent on Krishna, but Krishna is willing to appear when his devotee chants with full attention.
Praktično čitav svet zavisi od Krishne, a Krishna zavisi jednostavno od toga kada njegov bhakta mantra čisto sveto ime.
Therefore, the holy name has been called more merciful than the other incarnations.
I stoga se za sveto ime u stvari kaže da je milostivije inkarnacija od svih ostalih.
When a devotee learns this simple secret to chant the holy name with full attention, then he will be together with Krishna and never separated.
I kada bhakta nauči u stvari tu malu tajnu da mantra sa punom pažnjom, on u stvari postaje povezan sa Krishnom i nikada ne biva odvojen.
Now this appearance of Krishna in the form of his holy name can be blocked only by one thing. These are offenses.
Jedna stvar u stvari može blokirati da se Krishna ne pojavi u stvari kada mantramo sveto ime, a to su uvrede.
When a devotee does not carefully try to avoid offenses, then when he does not try, then Krishna won't appear.
Ukoliko bhakta se ne oslobodi u stvari tih uvreda na neki način, onda se Krishna ne pojavljuje kada treba.
I will give you a very interesting example in the form of a lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's an interesting primer u vidu lile Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In Navadvip, there lived a great scholar called Devananda Pandit.
U Navadvipu je živio jedan veliki učenjak po imenu Devananda Pandit.
Devananda.
Devananda Pandit.
He used to give lectures on the Bhagavatam, which were well attended by many students.
On je običavao da daje lekcije na Šrimad Bhagavatam kojima su prisustvovali mnogi učenici.
One day, the great devotee Srivas Pandit attended his lectures.
Jednog dana je veliki pandita, Šivas pandit, stvari se pojavio na njegove lekcije.
I have to give you a little geography or you know, survey of the architecture of Devananda Pandit's house.
Opisat ću malo u stvari geografiju kuće Devananda Pandita.
Just like many houses in India, which are built according to the ancient style, there was a big court.
Kao kod svih vedskih stilova drevnih, tu se nalazi jedan kvadrat.
Court.
Dvorište,
yes. And next to this dvorište, you know, the apartments, something like apartment, is went up.
I pored tog dvorišta se nalazi nešto kao stan.
And there was a floor, a let us say, a little veranda, which went from each room a little bit, you know, towards the inside of the court.
I na to se nalazi jedna terasa, veranda, koja se nalazi prema tom dvorištu.
So the Shrivas sat on the first floor on this veranda and looked like this into the court to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class of Devananda Pandit, who sat there with all his listeners.
I onda Shrivas seo na prvu tu verandu i onda je posmatrao i slušao u stvari Devananda Pandita kako daje lekciju Srimad Bhagavatam.
Can you imagine the scene?
Da li to možete zamisliti?
Our architect Marco, no problem.
Naš arhitekt Marco.
So, when Devananda Pandit read this one verse about Krishna's divine attributes,
i onda kada je Devananda Pandit pročitao stih o Krišnim predivnim, stvari božanskim atributima,
Shrivas Pandit, who saw before his eyes the form of the Lord, was overwhelmed by transcendental ecstasy and fell from the first floor.
Onda je Shrivas, u stvari kada je čuo to, onda je on pred svojim očima video Krišnu i onda je se on nesvestio i pao se na pod.
And he fell on a heap of grains, so he didn't break himself, break any bones or something.
I on je pao u stvari na jednu hrpu žitarica, tako da nije slomio ništa, nije se povredio.
Devananda was very angry at him.
And the Devananda bio jako ljut na njega.
This foolish sentimentalist.
Ovaj budalasti sentimentalista.
I'm just reading a Bhagavatam sloka and he disturbs the whole lecture.
Ja sam upravo čitao Bhagavatam, Shrimad Bhagavatam sloku i on je uznemirio čitavu lekciju.
And they carried Shrivas out.
I onda su ga
uzeli napolje. Put him into the ditch.
I stavili, bacili su ga u rupu. Stavili su ga u rupu.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard how disrespectful Devananda Pandit was towards Shrivas. He became very consternated. He was not at all pleased, but avoided this arrogant scholar.
Kada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu čuo stvari šta su radili sa Shrivasom, onda nije bio zadovoljan time. I onda je
avoided him.
I onda su ga izbjegao, stvari pokušao ga izbjegnu.
Now everyone of the people of Nadia got somehow the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not this arrogant scholar.
Praktično svi stanovnici Nadije su dobili milost Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, samo taj veliki učenik nije.
Only many years later, when Devananda served the great soul Vrakeshvara Pandit, he was forgiven by the Lord.
Samo nekoliko godina kasnije, kada je Devananda Pandit u stvari služio velikog mudraca
Vrakeshvara
Pandita,
he was forgiven by
it. Ja, njemu je bilo oprošeno.
See, Vrakeshvara Pandit was a great singer and dancer.
Vrakeshvara Pandit je bio veliki pevač i igrač.
He could chant and dance non-stop for 72 hours.
On je bez preznaka mogao da pleše i peva 72 sata.
He didn't sleep and he did not eat. He just chanted and danced.
On je ni spavao, ni jeo, on je samo mantrao i plesao.
Lord Chaitanya once said, if I would have a second wing like Deva, like Vrakeshvara Pandit, I could fly in the sky.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, kad bi imao još jedno krilo kao Vrakeshvara Pandit, ja bi poletao u nebo.
And then Vrakeshvara said, oh, Chandramukha, Chaitanya, give me 10,000 singers, then I can really dance.
I onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao,
Then I can really dance. Millions of people came to see it.
I kada je Vrakeshvara počeo da pleše, milione ljudi je došlo da ga vidi.
And sometimes there were so many people, you know, that Vrakeshvara could not continue his dancing.
I ponekad
they were just coming.
Ponekad je bilo tako puno ljudi da jednostavno Vrakeshvara nije mogao da pleše, nije bilo mesta.
So Devananda once saw it and then he was so attracted to Vrakeshvara that he acted like his bodyguard.
I onda kada je Devananda video kako Vrakeshvara pleše, onda je on se osjećao, u stvari igraju ulogu stražara, u stvari bodyguard.
So that like blažo.
Kao blažo.
Yeah, so that the people could not you know, disturb Vrakeshvara.
Tako da ljudi nisu u stvari mogli da uznemiraju Vrakeshvara.
And because of doing this service to the Vaishnava, he was excused from his offense against the Vaishnava Srivas Pandit.
I pošto je to uradio, onda je u stvari on se na taj način iskupio za uvredu koju je napravio Srivas Pandit.
See, this is very important instruction. He did an offense against Srivas Pandit by behaving very disrespectful, just throwing him into the ditch. And he was excused only by later when he served a Vaishnava.
I praktično to je jedna instrukcija, on je napravio uvredu Srivas Pandit tako što ga je bacio rupu, ali je u stvari kasnije se iskupio tako što je služio Vaishnava.
In other words, Krishna waits before he gives anyone any mercy until one has obtained the mercy of a Vaishnava.
I u stvari Krishna čeka kako bi nekom dao milost tako što on u stvari ta osoba treba da služi Vaishnave na taj način tako da bi milost.
Devananda Pandit for all these years had not obtained any mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I praktično Devananda Pandit sve te godine nije uopšte dobio milost Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He remained dry as a stick.
On je bio suh poput štapa.
Stick you can put in the soup, but it will always remain just a wooden stick.
Štap možete staviti u supu, ali on uvek ostaje drveni štap.
In the same way, we can stay in Krishna consciousness for eternal times. If we don't have the mercy of the Lord and the Vaishnavas, we will remain dry as sticks from the forest of Beograd.
I na taj način mi možemo ostaviti ceo život u društvu Vaishnava i biti baš upravo poput ovog suvog štapa, kao iz šume Beograda.
Like the cooking spoon.
Kao
varjača.
Kao varjača.
So, in Navadvip you can still see this place of Devananda Pandit, and if you go there, can beg for forgiveness for your different forms of offenses against Vaishnavas.
I u Navadvipu postoji još uvijek mesto gde možete otići i moliti u stvari za oproštaj, za uvrede koje napravite Vaishnavima.
Now my main point here is offenses keep one from obtaining the mercy.
Moja glavna pointa je u stvari da
uvrede u stvari prave prepreku.
You're very nervous today. What is, didn't you eat enough? Or?
Very little special day.
What?
Special day.
Special day. Try to control your senses. So, very nervous young boy. So, when we want to have Krishna appear in our lives, we must be careful that offenses don't, block the way.
I ako želimo biti vrlo mirni u svesti Krišne, u našem životu, onda trebamo na neki način zaustaviti te uvrede, da ne pravimo, da izbjegavamo uvrede.
Let us be very careful, especially of Vaishnava aparat, the offense against pure devotees.
Trebamo biti vrlo oprezni da ne pravimo Vaishnava aparate, i odnosno uvrede prema čistim bhaktama.
And also nam aparat, the offense against the holy name.
I također nam aparade, to su u stvari uvrede prema svetom imenu.
But if we keep this in mind, Krishna will definitely appear before us.
Ali ako Krishna zadržite u umu, onda će se Krishna definitivno pojaviti pred vama.
In his holy name, he will come and purify our heart.
U obliku svetog imena on će doći i pročistiti naše srce.
And when our heart is properly purified, it is easily, we will be easily able to see within the mirror of the heart both the soul as well as Krishna and his plan with us.
Kada dovoljno pročistimo srce, onda ćemo vidjeti stvari kroz naše srce kao gledalo dušu i Krishnu koji u stvari
and his plan with us.
I u stvari Krishna, koji su Krishnini planovi sa nama?
Krishna definitely has a plan which everyone here in this room.
Krishna definitivno ima plan za svakoga u ovoj sobi.
He says that especially for someone who turns towards him, he takes special care.
On specijalno kaže da onaj komu se okrene u stvari on ima nešto specijalno za njega.
He gives him what he needs and maintains what he has.
On mu daje ono što treba i praktično održava ono što ta osoba ima.
With giving what he needs, Krishna means especially the spiritual needs for the advancement of his devotee.
Ono što Krishna mu daje u stvari to su specijalne potrebe za napredak u svesti Krishna.
Krishna has in his hands your future.
Krishna u stvari u svojim rukama ima njegovu budućnost.
He knows exactly what will happen to you.
On tačno zna šta će se desiti sa vama.
And he has planned this out.
I taj plan se izvršava na neki način.
Sometimes people who hear this, they become astonished.
I ponekada ljudi koji to čuju, oni bili zaprepašteni.
Can Krishna know my future?
Kako može Krishna znati moju budućnost? Može li?
And when they hear that Krishna knows their future, they think, well, then my future is already predestined.
I kada oni u stvari vide da čuju da Krishna to može, onda oni misle da je njihova budućnost već predodređena.
This is against all all what I have heard about my individual freedom.
I to je u stvari protivrečeno svemu onome što sam ja čuo o mojoj slobodnoj volji.
But this is not the fact.
Ali to nije tako.
See, a father knows what his child will do in the next hour or so.
Recimo, otac zna šta će njegovo dete uraditi u sljedećih sat vremena.
Does this mean he forces his child to do?
Da li to znači da on prisiljava svoje dete da uradi to?
No, the child has freedom.
Ne, dete ima slobodu.
So when it says that Krishna holds our future in his hands, it doesn't mean he forces us into something.
I kada kažemo da Krishna ima budućnost, našu budućnost u njegovim rukama, to ne znači da nas on prisiljava.
This is very difficult for us to understand.
To je u stvari jako teško za nas da shvatimo.
See, we move from the past into the future.
Mi se u stvari idemo iz prošlosti ka budućnosti.
every second.
Svake sekunde.
We don't know exactly what the future will bring for us.
Mi zapravo ne znamo šta nam budućnost nosi.
For instance, Srivas and Atze want to go to Germany.
Naprimjer, Srivas i Bhaktarca žele da idu u Nemačku.
There is the desire.
I to je želja njih.
But they don't know if they will even cross the border, the granica from Serbia into Hungary.
Ali oni zapravo ne znaju da li će uopšte preći granicu iz srpsko-mađarsko.
Maybe the Magyarsko, the Hungarian will think that they are great alcohol smugglers.
Možda će Mađari misliti da su oni veliki šverceri alkohola.
Send you back to Beograd.
I onda će ih vratiti nazad u Beograd.
Krishna, however, looks into the future just as we can look into a different room.
I Krishna stvari vidi budućnost kao što mi možemo vidjeti na različita mjesta, različite sobe.
See, we don't know what they cook today in the kitchen, but we could go into the kitchen and look and we would find out, oh, milk or something.
Mi ako želimo znati, mi ne znamo šta se kuva danas, ali ako želimo znati, onda odemo i onda vidimo da se tamo kuva neko mleko.
So Krishna has access to all the phases of time, just like we have access to the rooms in our house.
I Krishna ima uvid praktično u
access into all the phases of time.
Krishna praktično ima uvid u sva lica vremena, trenutaka.
Yeah.
Kao što mi imamo uvid praktično u različite te sobe.
But at the same time, the living entity has freedom to choose.
Ali istovremeno živo biće ima u stvari slobodnu volju da izabere.
Do you understand this?
Da li shvatate?
So? Yes, huh?
Tako.
Yes, good. So, you don't know, but Krishna knows what comes out in the future.
Dakle, vi ne znate, ali Krishna zna šta će se desiti u budućnosti.
And if you are his devotee, he can manipulate your future or influence your future in such a way that something nice comes out.
I ako ste bhakta, onda Krishna može uticati na vašu budućnost, tako da se nešto lepo desi.
Today, Ganesh Prabhu has preached to the Skopje devotees.
Recimo danas je Guneshwar Prabhu propovedao bhaktam u Skopju.
He said something which impressed me very much of his devotional standards. He said, the house is already there. Krishna has already put it there.
I Guneshwar Prabhu je rekao da nešto što je mene jako impresioniralo. On je rekao da je u stvari kuća, temple je u stvari već tu.
It's already there.
On je već tu.
Now you only have to qualify to find it.
Vi jedino trebate da se kvalifikujete da ga pronađete.
In the same way, all of your future is already there.
Na isti način, u stvari, čitava vaša budućnost je već tu.
It's that you are together with Krishna.
Vi ste već zajedno sa Krishnom.
In the spiritual world.
U duhovnom svijetu.
Now you only have to qualify to get there.
Ali vi u stvari samo treba da se kvalifikujete da odete tamo.
If you do not qualify,
ako se ne kvalifikujete,
you will not see this future for a long time.
Onda dugo vremena nećete vidjeti svoju budućnost.
Krishna wants to show it to you as fast as possible.
A Krishna u stvari želi da vam pokaže što je pre moguće.
But you have to qualify.
Ali treba da se kvalifikuje.
So the main qualification actually is to make Krishna appear in your lives now.
I glavna kvalifikacija u stvari treba da učinimo da se Krishna pojavi u našem životu sada.
And for this he has given the secret of mantra chanting.
I u vezi s tim on je dao jednu tajnu, a to je mantra meditacija.
By, not meditacija, but Pevenja. Chanting.
Mantra pevanja.
If you learn to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then Krishna will appear here.
Ako naučite da pevate Maha Mantra, onda će se Krishna ovdje pojaviti.
And when Krishna appears here in your life, you will soon be with Krishna there.
I ako se Krishna ovdje pojavi u vašem životu, vi ćete uskoro biti sa njim.
There is one of the different secrets of Krishna consciousness.
I to je jedna tajna u svjesnosti Krishna.
So, I wanted to talk on something else. Yes. Now on our way through the corridors of time, on our way through the corridors of time,
na našem putu kroz koridore vremena,
and that means when we are going from the from now to our future,
a to znači stvari da mi idemo od sada prema našoj budućnosti,
we will have to overcome some difficulties.
I na tom putu treba da prebrodimo neke poteškoće, prepreke.
There are some impurities in our heart.
Postoje neke nečistoće u našem srcu.
Which force us to make these offenses.
Koje nas u stvari prisiljavaju da činimo te uvrede.
The main impurity actually is pride.
Najveća nečistoća je u stvari ponos.
Ponos, yes. Or lažen ego.
Ili lažen ja.
When you begin to identify yourself with this temporary material body, you become inflated with false pride.
I kada počnete se identifikujete sa vašim lažnim identitetom, ovim telom, onda se ponos pojavi u vašem životu.
This is done by your false ego.
I to je učinjeno sa zahvaljujući lažnim ja.
It blows up your material conception of life.
On stvari naduva vašu materijalnu koncepciju života.
So that the tiny soul thinks, oh, you're some man, you're some woman, you're some Serbian, you're some American.
I onda mala duša u stvari misli, ja sam čovjek, ja sam žena, ja sam Srbin, ja sam Amerikanac.
It's a false concept.
To je stvari lažni koncept.
So in the association of devotees, what happens is that this false concept is operated.
I ono što se dešava u društvu bhakta jeste da se u stvari taj lažni koncept biva operisan.
The association of devotees is just like a needle that goes into your false balloon.
Praktično društvo bhakta predstavlja jednu iglu koja bode taj vaš balon.
It is sometimes very painful.
To je ponekad vrlo bolno.
Therefore our friends don't come so often to the temple.
I zato naši prijatelji ne dolaze tako često u temple.
That is painful.
To je bolno.
When all our false hopes and illusions about us are always, when we always have to become very small.
Jer svi ti naši koncepti jednostavno bivaju neki način izduvani, vrlo mali, smanji.
But, see, I will tell you another secret.
Ali reći ću vam još jednu tajnu.
Do you know why Krishna carries a flute and why Balaram a plow?
Da li znate zašto Krishna nosi svom flautu, a Balaram plug?
Oh, really? Why, Shiva?
Zašto?
Yes.
He can hook the attachment and take out on the heart.
Yes. Balaram with his plow, you know, plows our heart so that all the false material attachments which come from our false ego are taken out.
Praktično Balaram sa tim plugom, on ore naše srce i sve te materijalne vezanosti izlaze napolje.
In this world, this is done by the representative of Balaram, which is the spiritual master.
I u ovom svijetu to je u stvari, to čini predstavnik Balarama, gospodina Balarama, to je duhovni učitelj.
When we come to the spiritual master, he helps us to become free from false ego.
Kada priđemo duhovnom učitelju, on nam u stvari pomaže da se oslobodimo lažnog ja.
The spiritual master is not some fool who sits there and smiles and says, da, 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 fin, 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 može, može, može.
Duhovni učitelj je neka budala koja u stvari samo sedi tu i samo kaže da, 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 fino, fino.
No, he corrects us.
Ne, on nas ispravlja.
And points our mistakes towards us.
I stvari iznosi naše greške.
My spiritual master once said, I have to do the thankless task of correcting my disciples all the time.
Moj duhovni učitelj što Prabhupada je nam rekao da ja moram učiniti jedan nezahvalan zadatak u stvari da
I have to correct my disciples.
Ja moram u stvari korigovati moje učenike.
Because if I don't do it, who will do it then?
Jer ako ja to ne uradim, ko će uraditi drugi?
Therefore, Prabhupada was always, we as his disciples always have a feeling that he was very heavy with us.
Učenici Šrila Prabhupada stvari uvijek imali osjećaj da je Šrila Prabhupada jako heavy, oštar sa njim.
I don't know if I told you here, but Srila Prabhupada, he once did this to me.
Ne znam da li sam to rekao, ali Šrila Prabhupada je to uradio i sa mnom.
Many times actually.
Zapravo mnogo puta.
He corrected me.
On me ispravlja.
I remember once Prabhupada came to the airport of Amsterdam or Paris, I forgot.
Sjećam se jednom kada je Šrila Prabhupada došao na aerodrom, da li to bilo u Amsterdamu ili Parizu, ne znam.
And I thought I would be very clever.
Ja sam mislio, pa bit ću jako pametan.
I was not greeting him when he came through the passport control.
Nisam ga dočekao u stvari kada on prolazio pasošku kontrolu.
But I was at his, you know, where the baggage came.
Ja sam ga čekao u stvari tamo gdje se stavljaju stvari, gdje se pakuju stvari.
And although I was very young, maybe like Atze, 17 years, huh? 16 only. So I was 17.
ja sam bio možda mlad kao Atze, 16-17.
I carried his heavy two suitcases.
Ja sam nosio dva jako teška kofera.
They were full of books, because he translated.
Bilo su tako dva kofera su bila prepuna knjiga zato što sam prevodio.
I remember I almost died carrying this.
Sjećam se da sam skoro umro noseći.
But I brought it into the same car where Prabhupada was.
I odnosio sam ih u stvari u isti auto gdje je bio Šrila Prabhupada.
And I remember I was very proud. I thought I'm so intelligent, you know, now I will go with Prabhupada in the same car.
I ja sam mislio da ja sam bio stvari jako ponosan, mislio sam sad, tako sam inteligentan. Sada ću ići u isti auto stvari gdje je Šrila Prabhupada.
I am actually a very important disciple of his.
Ja sam u stvari jako važan učenik njegov.
And no one could stop me.
I nikom ne može zaustaviti.
Because I said, I'm the luggage carrier of Srila Prabhupada.
Jer ja sam rekao, ja sam nosač stvari Srila Prabhupada.
And even his great sannyasis and secretaries went, oh,
jer su čak njegovi neki sanjasi i velike sekretare rekli, oh, izvinite.
Because I had all his luggage.
Jer sam nosio njegove kofere.
So I remember it was a Powerweight, VW.
Volkswagen. Ta kola su u stvari bila Volkswagen.
Yeah. And I was sitting there on Prabhupada's suitcases. And I was looking at Prabhupada. We were going to the temple. I was looking into the mirror. You know, Prabhupada was sitting in the seat next to the driver. I looked into the mirror and looked at Prabhupada's face.
I ja sam sedao pozadi i posmatrao sam u stvari kako mi smo putali tim kolima i ja sam posmatrao u stvari na ogledalu što je Prabhupada u lice.
And I was maybe one of there were his secretaries, but I was the only European disciple.
I među njegovim sekretarima ja sam bio praktično jedini europski pak.
I was so proud.
Ja sam bio tako ponosan.
That I had done this trick.
I on, da sam uradio taj trik u stvari.
And then Prabhupada just turned towards me.
I jedan trenutku Šrila Prabhupada se okrenuo prema meni.
And looked in my eyes.
Pogledao u moje oči.
I had not said anything.
Ja ništa nisam rekao.
I just had this proud vibration.
Ja sam samo emanirao taj ponos.
And his eyes were so deep.
Njegove oči su bile jako duboke.
I felt like being drawn in his eyes.
I osjećao sam se kao da ulazim, bijem usisan u njegove oči.
And then I felt so miserable.
I osjećao sam se jako bedno.
He was a pure devotee.
On je bio čisti bhakta.
Who had given me a chance to do a little service.
Koji mi je dao šansu stvari da učinim malu službu.
But I was immediately so proud.
Ali ja sam tako postao jako ponosan.
It's very difficult for me to explain to you, but I was so utterly devastated because Prabhupada's eyes were so full of love and he just was questioning with his eyes, why are you so foolish?
ja sam bio praktično uništen i on je, zato što imao sam osjećaj da Šri Prabhupada svojim pogledom pita me zašto si tako budala.
I immediately began to cry and in my mind I, Prabhupada, please excuse me, I'm not trying to do this again.
Ja sam odmah u svom umu počeo da plačem i rekao, Šri Prabhupada, oprosti, ja to nisam htio da rekao.
So, yes, that was a little story.
To je bila mala priča.
The spirit of mass.
Depends on the devotees if they can utilize these chants.
Ali to zavisi od bhakta, da li će iskoristiti tu šansu.
If we are living in our own air balloon,
ako živimo u našim sopstvenim vazdušnim balonima,
it will be very difficult.
To će biti jako teško.
But if we sincerely make plans how to spread Krishna consciousness more effectively and how to become also ourselves more Krishna conscious, then a great future lies before us.
I ako pažljivo u stvari planiramo kakav će biti svjesnost Krišne i naš život učinimo svjesnim Krišne, onda predstoji velika budućnost.
Krishna wants to give us this future.
Krishna želi u stvari da nam da budućnost.
He wants that his devotees become victorious over the influences of material nature.
On želi da njegove bhakte u stvari budu pobjednici nad utjecajem materijalne prirode.
He wants us to walk on the spiritual platform.
On u stvari želi da mi hodamo na šedamo po duhovnom na duhovnom nivou.
Yes, he wants us to grow up from our infant like state of Krishna consciousness.
On želi da mi odrastemo sa našeg nezrelog jako malog položaja nivoa.
But we have to be willing to also do that.
Ali mi također trebamo želiti da to učinimo.
So, Hare Krishna. What is your name, if I may ask again?
Kako je tvoje ime?
Olavya. Oh, Olya. It's the mother, my God. Good. This is all what I wanted to say this evening. Do you have any questions regarding these points or other points?
To je sve što sam imao da kažem ovo večer. Da li imate neka pitanja u vezi s ovim ili nečim drugim?
Da, Pete.
Ja sam sada pitam ovo, što rekao da moramo posmatrati svoj napred, a sad prošli put kada je bio isto rekao da ako posmatramo koliko smo napredovali, u stvari mi onda posmatramo koliko smo bolji od drugih. Na koji način, u stvari mi možemo posmatrati naš napredak?
Yes, then, you know, this said that if we look on the last occasion how we
yeah.
Touch with them,
Ne,
ovo drugi deo pitam. Kako se bolje čuo? Ali ponoviš je.
Rekao je da u kvalitetu više moramo da ćemo posmatrati koliko smo napredovali. Pa isto tam se rekao koliko da kad posmatramo naš napredak, koliko smo napredovali, u stvari onda posmatramo koliko smo postali bolje.
Second part is, if we look how we advance, we are in the same time see that how we become so big.
So puffed up.
So puffed.
Yeah.
We do it. How much we advance in
today is not your best day. Have you understood, Puneshwara?
How much we advance in compared with others?
Yeah.
Now you say that we have to see how much we advance from the Kadashi.
Yeah.
He said last time when he was here that you will say that if we are thinking about this, then we will conclude that we are also more advanced than others. Then it's not good. Now you say that good.
Good. I mean, yes, I understand. When we want to find out if we have advanced, we should not put others down.
Ako želimo da vidimo stvari koliko smo napredovali, ne trebamo druge snizavati.
If you put drugi snizavati or whatever, if you put others down, that means something is not yet totally all right with you.
Ako drugi ostale ponižavamo, onda možemo znati da nešto nije u redu sa vama, sa nama.
Our tendency is to always somehow you become puffed up about everything.
Naša tendencija je u stvari da uvijek postanemo naduveni u pogledu bilo čega.
And therefore sometimes it is dangerous for us to try to find out if we have made any advancement.
I ponekad je za nas teško u stvari da vidimo da li smo uopšte napredovali na neki način.
Because we can imagine ourselves having made some advancement.
Jer mi ne možemo zamisliti sebe da smo napravili neki napredak.
You are afraid of that, David.
Ti se u stvari plašiš toga, David.
Yeah. But there is also a good way to find out if you have made advancement.
Ali također postoji jedan dobar način kako da vidimo da li smo napredovali.
It is not by comparing yourselves with others, you know, by putting others down.
A to nije u stvari da poredimo sebe sa ostalim i u stvari da ih snizavamo, ponižavamo.
But by following the footsteps of great souls.
Već da sledimo u stvari stope velikih duša.
You will always find out when you follow the footsteps of great souls that you are way behind them.
Kad god slediš stope velikih duša, onda u stvari vidiš koliko si daleko od njih.
We should not think, oh yeah, well, I have made a little advancement, I'm better than Dragon. Dragon. Is that the Bhakta Dragon?
Dragon.
Or Milo Boy or whatever.
Ne trebaš misli da sam ja bolji od Bhakta Dragana i da sam više napredan.
But you should see, have I, what, am I in comparison to Srila Prabhupada's wonderful example?
Ono što mi treba da radimo u stvari je da vidimo, da se poredimo, da li se ja mogu porediti sa Srila Prabhupadovim primjerom.
Or how am I, you know, compare, you know, follow the footsteps of great souls, in other words.
Drugim rečima trebamo slediti stope velikih duša.
Then you will be successful.
Onda ćete biti uspješni.
Don't follow the footsteps of Bhakta Draga. I mean, I don't want to say some Bhakta or some friend.
Ne trebamo slediti stope nekog Bhakta Dragana ili nekog prijatelja.
Yeah. And you can make in your heart a test. David.
I u svom srcu možeš napraviti jedan test.
How much are you free from the desire to enjoy sexual pleasures?
Koliko si u stvari koliko si napravio u tome da odbaciš u stvari seksualne želje?
That's a good test.
To je dobar test.
Then you will see, oh, there's still some work ahead of me.
I onda možeš vidjeti ima još puno da se radi.
Material attachments have their high point in the, not in the heart, which is for sex life. Material attachments have their high point, so to say.
Materialne vezanosti stvari imaju te čvorove.
When we want to, you know, enjoy another body for sense gratification.
Kada mi u stvari želimo da dobijemo drugo telo za čulno uživanje.
This is for our gross body.
I to je u stvari što se tiče našeg grubog tela.
Now the highest sense gratification for our subtle body is recognition.
U stvari čulno uživanje za naše subtilno telo jeste u stvari ugled.
So you can see if you are free from these. And then you will find, you will see there's some way for you to go.
Yes. This is
good you will get a good motivation.
I to je stvari dobra motivacija.
What is your name? Slajana, isn't it? I want to talk more generally about this.
Reći ću nešto uopšteno o tome.
See, I'm thinking at the present moment very much about it because I'm writing my Vyasa Puja offering for Srila Prabhupada.
U poslednje vreme jako puno razmišljam o tome, jer pišem svoju Vyasa Puja ponudu za Srila Prabhupada.
And I'm trying to imagine the situation that Prabhupada is on the Vyasa San and I'm coming before him.
I pokušam da zamislim tu situaciju kako Srila Prabhupada sedi na Vyasasanu i ja prilazim.
And now he wants to hear my own words.
I on u stvari želi da čuje moje sopstvene reči.
I could quote many Sanskrit shlokas glorifying him.
Ja mogu citirati jako puno sanskritskih stihova i slaviti ga.
And I can talk a lot of philosophy.
Mogu pričati jako puno filozofije.
But Prabhupada wants to hear from me how am I as his disciple relating to him.
Ali ono što Srila Prabhupada želi da čuje u stvari kako sam ja kao učenik povezan sa njim.
So every spiritual master wants to know from his disciple about the disciple's personal relationship to him.
I svaki duhovni učitelj u stvari želi da zna od učenika, u stvari želi da zna odnos između tog učenika i njega.
Because he needs to guide him.
Jer on u stvari, njegov zadatak je da ga vodi.
And therefore the relationship to our spiritual masters should be personal.
I stoga odnos prema našem duhovnom učitelju treba biti personal.
Most of you are disciples of Sri Vishnupada.
Većina vas su učenici Sri Vishnupada.
And Sri Vishnupada, he once told in a lecture on the farm that he wants to hear from his disciples how they are doing, how they are feeling.
I Sri Vishnupada je na jednoj lekciji na farmi rekao kako on želi čuti od svojih učenika šta oni misle, kako osjećaju i to.
Because he wants to guide them.
Jer on u stvari treba da ih vodi.
This is a natural relationship.
I to je jedna prirodni odnos.
It doesn't mean we should come with every little thought to our spiritual master.
To ne znači da sa nekom malom mišlju trebamo stalno dolaziti kod našeg duhovnog učitelja.
It means we should relate in a personal way to him.
To znači u stvari da mi trebamo se na personalan način biti povezani sa njim.
Srila Prabhupada wrote that he never had the feeling he was separated from his spiritual master.
Srila Prabhupada je u stvari pisao da on nikada nije se osjećao odvojen od svog duhovnog učitelja.
Because he always followed the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
Zato što je Srila Prabhupada uvijek sledio naredbu, instrukciju Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
And he said, and I was always associating with my spiritual master.
I tako što je Prabhupada rekao, ja sam uvijek u društvu svog duhovnog učitelja.
It's not an automatic thing.
To nije automatska stvar.
Not like the Christians who put, you know, the cross of Jesus in their bedroom.
To nije stvar kao što hrišćani recimo stave krst iznad kreveta.
As if Jesus wanted to see how they create children.
Stvari, kako bi Isus video kako oni stvari stvaraju decu.
Yeah, he is not, you know, just like an automatic zoom, you know.
Kao jedan automatski čin, potez.
It is something very personal.
To je nešto vrlo personal.
I wanted to also say this is not dependent, this personal relationship is not dependent on writing letters or seeing the spiritual master often and so on.
Taj personalni odnos ne zavisi od pisanja pisama, od toga da tako često vidimo duhovnog učitelja.
It is something which is from in the heart.
To je nešto što se nalazi u srcu, u stvari. Polazi u srcu.
Very deep.
Vrlo duboko.
Milotin. Are there many Milotins in or is it a very rare name? Is it ein seltener Name, Milotin, oder ein häufiger Name?
Da li to uobičajen?
Name von Bauer bis König.
Aha, also ziemlich häufig, ja. Okay, ja.
Is it correct that the spiritual master know the past, the present, and future of the disciple? In other words, the Krishna's plan.
Very good question.
Vrlo dobro pitanje.
The spiritual master actually knows about the disciple what Krishna wants him to know.
U stvari duhovni učitelj zna o svom učeniku ono što Krishna želi da on zna.
In other words, if Krishna thinks it is important that the spiritual master knows something about his disciple.
Drugim rečima, ako Krishna smatra da za duhovnog učitelja da je nešto važno da zna o njegovom učeniku,
he will tell him.
On će reći.
Like once, it's a very interesting lila with Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada told to one of his disciples.
Postoji jedna interesantna lila sa Srila Prabhupadom. Jednom je Srila Prabhupada rekao jednom od njegovih učenika.
Since the last 700 births, I'm trying to make you understand this.
Poslednjih 700 života ja pokušavam da te učim, pokušavam da I try to
make you understand this point.
Ja pokušam u stvari da te nadam da shvatiš tu pointu.
I'm very sorry, I don't remember what point it was, but Prabhupada said, since the last 700 births.
Ne mogu se tačno setiti koja je bila pointa, ali on je uglavnom rekao poslednjih 700 rođenja.
I'm trying to instruct you in this particular point.
On je rekao želim da te u stvari savjetujem na savjetom vezi te određene stvari.
When will you understand?
Kada ćeš ti to shvatiti?
So here Prabhupada gave him here Prabhupada looked into the past life of his disciple.
I na taj način što je Prabhupada gledao u prošle živote svog učenika.
I remember another lila. That's very good. It was in Los Angeles. Prabhupada left every morning the temple for a morning walk.
To se desilo u Los Angelesu. Srila Prabhupada je svako jutro obišavao da idu u jutarnje šetnje.
And one mačka came. One cat.
I naišla jedna mačka.
And always went around his feet.
I počela da kruži oko njegovih stopala.
And then Prabhupada took his feet. And the mačka went like this over the feet. And Prabhupada lifted it to the side with the foot.
And then Srila Prabhupada sa stopalom podigao mačku i onda je prebacio na drugu stranu.
Yeah. And this went on for 5 mornings.
I to čini u stvari 5 jutara uzastopno.
So the 6th morning this mačka was not there.
I 6. jutro mačka više nije bila tu.
Some of Prabhupada's disciples asked him, who was this mačka? What because it always came. See, Prabhupada left the temple and then the mačka came shoop. First lotus feet.
Jedna su se učenici pitali Šrila Prabhupada, u stvari, ko je bila ta mačka? Pošto kada god je Šrila Prabhupada izašao iz templa, onda je ta mačka odmah pritrčala i počela da kuži.
It was very extraordinary.
Bila je vrlo neobična.
So, Prabhupada actually said, this cat was a disciple from a last life.
I onda Šrila Prabhupada rekao u stvari ta mačka je bila jedan učenik iz prošlog života.
In this life he did some offenses.
On je u stvari napravio neke uvrede.
And as a result fell down and got the cat body.
I kao rezultat ona je dobila telo mačke.
But it took the lotus the shelter at the lotus feet of the spiritual master.
Ali ipak uzela utočište u stvari stopala duhovnog učitelja.
And now he's freed.
I sada je oslobođen.
So the spiritual master is very dear to Krishna, therefore Krishna gives him the intelligence which he needs to guide his disciples.
I pošto je duhovni učitelj vrlo drag Krishna, onda mu Krishna daje inteligenciju u stvari na koji način da vodi svoj učenik.
A spiritual master will never say he is great because of his own merits.
Duhovni učitelj nikada neće reći za sebe da je velik zbog nekih svojih sopstvenih
He always understands he is a dependent servant of Krishna and his own spiritual master.
On uvijek ima osjećaj da je jedan zavisni sluga Krishne i svog duhovnog učitelja.
And then Krishna works through that spiritual master.
I na taj način stvari Krishna deluje duhovnog učitelja.
To deliver the conditioned souls from material existence.
Kako bi izbavio u stvari uslovljene duše iz materijalnog postoja.
There was once a disciple of Sri Vishnupad who was, I mean, when he was still in material life, he was very attached to marijuana smoking.
Postoji jedan učenik Sri Vishnupada koji dok je još bio u materijalnom životu, on je bio jako vezan za marihuanu.
Not when he was a disciple, but before.
Yeah, pre nego što je postao učenik.
And so one day, he saw in his dream his spiritual master coming down the staircase.
Jednog dana je taj učenik u stvari vidio u snu kako njegov duhovni učitelj silazi niz stepenice.
And Sri Vishnupad gave him a cigarette lighter.
I Sri Vishnupad mu je dao upaljač za cigarete.
And there was in big letters.
I velike slove mu je pisalo.
Only for incense.
Samo za... Pisalo je samo za incense.
Only for incense.
Samo za incense.
Samo se incense, yes. So, he never... After that, he never again touched a marijuana, I think, cigarette. Marijuana cigarette.
I nakon toga on nikad više u životu nije dotaknuo cigarete.
And also no other cigarette. Yeah.
Nikakve cigarete.
So Krishna makes the arrangement through his dear servant, the spiritual master, to liberate the conditioned souls.
I u stvari Krishna pravi aranžmani kroz svoje kroz duhovnog učitelja u stvari da na taj način oslobodi uslovljene duše.
It's Krishna who is the Adi Guru, the original spiritual master.
I u stvari Krishna Adi Guru, prvobitni duhovni učitelj.
Therefore, before we take on a spiritual master, we should pray to Krishna, Moj dragi gospodin, please show me my spiritual master.
I pre nego što izaberemo duhovnog učitelja, onda treba moliti Krishnu, Moj dragi gospodine, molim te, pokaži mi mog duhovnog učitelja.
Yes. Now we are getting a little late.
Sada malo kasno.
Thank you very much. Please, uno momento. Tomorrow, if you can all come back, it would be nice for the morning class.
Bilo bi lepo da sutra svi ponovo dođete za jutarnju lekciju.
If possible.
Ako je to moguće.
Sila Babu Baragi!
Jai! 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 Jai!